102.9 KPLX, the soul of the Bay, has been the heart and soul in the Bay Area for over 30 years. This is Listen Up Bay Area with your host, Armon.
Good morning and welcome to Listen Up Bay Area. I'm your host, Armon, and joining me this morning in the KBLX studios is the young ladies of the Donor Network West, Ayana Anderson and Katie Sugarman. How are you, ladies?
We're wonderful. Thanks for having us.
Great. So, Ayana, tell us about your position with Donor Network West.
Sure. So, I serve as a senior community development liaison for Donor Network West. We are a nonprofit that promotes the gift of life through the recovery of organs, eyes, and tissues for transplantation. We have been around for 30 plus years.
Wow.
Our organization is the connector between the thousands of patients who are awaiting life-saving transplants, life-healing transplants, and the amazingly generous donor community. We are the connector. And so the work that I do is to predispose the public to say yes as registered organ and tissue donors.
Wow.
I have a mission of seeing pink donor dots everywhere I go. I want everyone thinking pink. Yeah. And we ultimately want people to embrace donation as an altruistic act that we should all be a part of, knowing that we can leave a legacy and knowing that there's so many people who are in need of a helping hand.
Katie, tell us something about your position.
I am a volunteer. My mom had a heart transplant when I was 16, saved her life and gave her life back. She's, you know, 16 years on, she's playing tennis 5 times a week and traveling and enjoying her retirement and so healthy and full of life now. It's really incredible to see what a difference it made. And I get my mom.
Wow. Wow. And also see that you have a very, very, very special skill set. Photography. Yes. Tell us more about your photography and how it's kind of incorporated with the donor network.
So I've been a photographer for a long time. My work focuses on social documentary projects. I work with a nonprofit in Kenya and educating Maasai girls. When I came in to do my donor network training, Ayana and I spoke and I told her a little bit about my other projects, and she came to me with this idea for a really incredible project to do portraits of 9 local Bay Area African Americans who have had different types of transplants. And we wanted to use photography as a way of sharing these incredible stories and showing the power and just how life-changing and life-saving this can be and how important it is. I really wanted to show people's vulnerability and also their strength. Each of the people I photographed, there's 2 photos of them. One is much more solemn and introspective to kind of show more of the seriousness of this really real, really hard thing they've gone through in their life. The second photograph is depicting them doing something that they love doing that they can now do again because of the gift of life.
This is Listen Up Bay Area. I'm your host, Armon, and joining me in the KBLX studio this morning is the Donor Network West. I have Ayana Anderson and Katie Sugarman. Ayana, tell me about the Giving Me Life exhibit that's going on actually from June 9th to August 31st. Tell me about that.
Sure. So it's currently on view at the African American Museum and Library at Oakland, AMLO. As Katie mentioned, the heartbeat of the exhibit is really this amazing gallery of life, looking at these 9 recipients and their journeys. But along with the photographs, we actually have a lot of other interactive elements to really underscore the connection of African Americans and the gift of life. So we present a lot of factoids, kind of really highlighting the great need in the African American community. We have some very cool vessels, which not a lot of people see in their lifetime, which show you how organs are actually transported. So you can actually see this is a box that would contain a liver or a heart. We have a very cool kiosk with a map box application that allows visitors to come in to type in their zip codes to find out what the need is in their zip code. So if you're like, I wonder how many people are waiting in my area. I live in Alameda County. I live in Oakland. You can actually put in your zip code and get that granular insight. We also have a space where people can affirm if they are thinking pink. That particular element is called Ain't No Shame, I'm a Pink Dot Game. So tell us, affirm for us why you have a pink donor dot. And so we have replicas of pink donor dots and people are writing incredible messages. And then we also have a medicine cabinet display to underscore that transplant recipients have to take medication for the rest of their lives. in order to avoid rejection. Yes. So the rituals of that. So you've already been through this journey of getting your transplant, and then you have a secondary journey of maintaining that gift. Mm-hmm. And so that's also very immersive. And then we have a selfie station, because today, what is an event without selfie social media? Right. So we have our hashtag, Giving Me Life, and we actually invite people to take a selfie with a oversized version of a driver's license with their faces in it, just to underscore that they are supporters. So the broad sort of global intention of this is really to create conversation. This exhibit came because we wanted to showcase in the African-American community that we are benefiting from the gift of life. Because as you can imagine, when we're making that ask in the community, you know, some people are like, well, I'm concerned. Are African-Americans benefiting? And so we wanted to affirm we are, in fact, benefiting. And we think that there's an intersection with Black Lives Matter, right? Yes. Because here we are confirming that this is a way that we can be a part of that Black Lives Matter effort by signing up. Right. Because look at these Black lives that have been saved. And we want people to have conversations, very honest conversations and dialogue. Yeah. So we're excited, because once it closes, we believe that these images can then repurpose and live on in the community so that people will be inspired.
Wow. Amazing. I'm blown away. I think it's a great, great program. And the Giving Me Life exhibit, that's amazing altogether. So it's there until August 31st. Yes, August 31st. And, you know, I got to get over there, because I want to see that. So kind of walk me through it, because I'm very curious on the look of it. You know, don't ruin it for me, but kind of walk the KBLX listener through the exhibit, if you don't mind doing that for me, Katie.
So it's in this really beautiful historic building. Mm-hmm. And so the permanent exhibit is all around you. You go up this really grand staircase, and the first thing you see is our exhibit. You see the photographs that you see first are in this sort of more open room, that are the positive people getting back to their lives and being themselves again.
Yeah.
And then you go into this much more intimate space, and that's where you see the more introspective photos.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to read a little bit more about people's stories, get a little more insight into
who
they are and what they've gone through and what incredible people they are. The perimeter of, there's these sort of walls that encompass that are the interactive exhibits that Ayana was talking about. Mm-hmm. And then on the outer areas is the permanent exhibit that gives a little bit of insight into the history. And
viewers and not viewers, but visitors rather, are able to enjoy is we have a listening station where people can put on headphones and actually hear some different narratives. We have an African-American gentleman who's currently waiting for a kidney. And so he can kind of give the listener his version of what gives him life as he hopes for someone to be his hero and to give him that second chance.
Right.
We hear from Alameda County Supervisor Keith Carson, who's also talking about the great need in Alameda County, where nearly 3,000 residents are waiting for transplantation. We also hear from an African-American mom who lost her son to gun violence, and who at the time opted not to make her son a donor. She just felt like she could not move forward with that process, but in hindsight, 15 years later, she regrets it, and she said that she's had a full circle moment of awareness where, had she said yes to donation, her son's legacy would continue, and she would have a part of her son that she could actually be connected to in a more powerful way. So that is a very interesting narrative as well.
Very interesting. Very interesting. This is Listen Up Bay Area. I'm your host, Armand, and joining me in the KBLX studio this morning is the Donor Network West, Ayana Anderson and Katie Sugarman. And they were talking to me about Giving Me Life, which is an exhibit at the Oakland Public Library. And I have to say, it's something that I've never even heard of before. Can I get that changed?
Yes.
How do I go through that process?
Anyone can register as a donor by going online. You can go to our website, donornetworkwest.org. You can go online to Donate Life California. Or you can go to the DMV. But I think with technology, most people opt to just go online using their phones.
Right.
With a click of a button. And the main thing I would say to you is, after you have made your decision, be sure to talk to your family about it. That's the main thing, is that people do it and then it's in isolation and not all families know. And sometimes it comes as a surprise.
Right.
So it's a great opportunity for you to just kind of have a very candid conversation with your family. Mm-hmm. The other thing you should know is that the need is very great. And especially for African-Americans, as we mentioned, we've got 2,400 African-Americans on the waiting list here in California. Mm. And so just knowing that you can be a part of that solution, knowing that that's something you can affirm, that, you know, we are one of the communities of color that are overrepresented on the transplant list. Mm. So in California, we've got a transplant waiting list of 22,000, and it's overrepresented by people of color.
Wow.
So if it ties back to, if you think about, if you know someone with diabetes, if you know right. somebody with high blood pressure, if you know somebody who's at risk for stroke, obesity, these are all the comorbidities that can cause someone to have end-stage organ failure. So many folks think that's never going to be me. I'm never going to be on the transplant list, but things happen.
Yes, they do.
So the recipients have such amazing stories. We have an African-American woman who desegregated figure skating in the 50s in Dallas, Texas, who received the gift of a donated tendon, an ACL. She's a professional figure skater and dancer. And here she is, you know, still very active and able, she's able to, you know, companion her family on long walks, on hikes, and to take dance classes, all because she got this gift. We have a scientist who's an MIT graduate who got the gift of sight back. I mean, she was literally unable to drive. Her vision was so compromised and she couldn't really work. And so to have gone to MIT and get your PhD in engineering and then to potentially be sidelined because your corneas have given out, that's a hard thing to grapple with. But thanks to the gift of someone who donated their corneas, she's thriving. She's like a STEM advocate. She's a mom of two and she's doing so well. She travels the world. So just really these stories will stay on and live on when you experience the exhibit.
Right. See, I did not know you can donate Achilles and eyes and things like that. I had no idea. I thought it was just organs. Which organ is in high demand?
Kidneys overwhelmingly are in high demand. And right now in California, the wait time is about 7 to 9 years. And that's really connected to high blood pressure / hypertension and diabetes, unfortunately. As far as what someone can experience in terms of what a donor can give, one donor can heal 75 plus lives through the gift of tissue, and it can save 8 or 9 lives through the gift of organ donation. So one donor has like exponential potential to reach so many people with their gifts and to live on. Our bodies are amazing. And so we often go to high schools and we connect with health and anatomy teachers to just talk about like how amazing, you know, the human body is and the fact that, you know, it not only powers us, but if someone decides, it can continue to live on in others. Yeah.
That is amazing. This is Listen Up Bay Area. I'm your host, Armand, and joining me in the KBLX studio this morning is the Donor Network West, Ayanna Anderson and Katie Sugarman. And what these two young ladies are doing is amazing. I'm going to go and become a donor because I do want to save a life.
Exactly.
Might as well, you know.
Exactly.
There are a lot of things going on like the black market. Have you come across that?
So a black market place does not exist in the United States of America. And so I think people hear a lot of different things through Hollywood treatments of organ donation. There's a fascination about, you know, sort of this a more nefarious dark side, if you will. And I think that part of this work, too, is just educating people about the fact that we are a federally designated agency. There are 58 federally designated agencies throughout the country.
Excellent.
And if people want to be a part of the solution, they can register, obviously, to be a deceased donor, but also you can be an altruistic donor. You know, there are people who have loved ones that need a gift right now, and they determine that they're eligible to be a living kidney donor, and you can even be a living liver donor. And we work with volunteers who have that pathway to donation as well.
Yes.
So I think people should definitely take the time to get educated. They can come to our website to find out more. And I think that those areas of suspicion are sort of why we do the campaigns that we do, because we want to be able to hear from the community about what are your barriers? What are some things that are holding you back? And when people do say things like, oh, well, you know, some people say, oh, I don't want to have a pink dot because I don't think I'll be given adequate medical care. We can address that. People may think they're too old. We can address that. And so we just want to encourage and empower people so that we can remove those barriers and people will take action like you.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well, I want to thank you ladies for joining me this morning. And one more time, give out the website.
Sure. DonorNetworkWest.org. Come and visit our site. There is an interactive gallery snapshot that you can check out before you head over to AMLO, and you can also register online.
Excellent, excellent. Katie, Ayana, I appreciate you. And Katie, Ayana, I appreciate you. This is Listen Up Bay Area. I'm your host, Armand. And that does it. Our wonderful producer, Carlos, will have this on the website on KBLX.com. And in the meantime, I want you to have a good rest of your weekend. And remember to pass on your passion. Have a good one.
Thank you for tuning in to Listen Up Bay Area with Armand. Make sure to listen next week. We are 102.9 KBLX, the soul of the Bay.